From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighter fighting in Yemen following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says its plans to launch an investigation into the attack. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block a UN aim action at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, who flew to New York for the rare Saturday vote, said what is at stake is first and foremost the fate of Aleppo and its people. The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting they could impose sanctions and calling for war crime investigations. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jabir Albuquerque after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Albuquerque is from Syria and is unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with the Islamic State claiming two in late July. This is VOA News. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. One of the worst-hit communities in Haiti, Jeremy. Drew Garrison is a Haiti-based missionary with the group Mission of Hope.
Got to Jeremy, the further from Port-au-Prince. It was just complete devastation. Anything that was not concrete was flattened. The palm trees were bent over in half or completely ripped of their leaves. There were several little fishing villages that just looked desolate.
Hurricane Matthew also flattened communities and wreaked havoc across the region. Agriculture was badly damaged in the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. At last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the eastern U.S. coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. In U.S. politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump meet for round two of the presidential debates later today. They will be on a campus in the city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reports.
Republican presidential candidates have won the state of Missouri in the last four elections. But here on campus, students tend to be a bit more liberal. They tell me they'll cheer on Hillary Clinton in the debate, even some who might surprise you.
Amanda Gallup is a senior in marketing and entrepreneurship. So you might think she'd vote for billionaire Donald Trump.
My reproductive rights, the racial and social rights of my fellow citizens, are much more important to me than somebody who claims to be a business tycoon who has filed for bankruptcy multiple times.
Gallup is one of about 100 students who won a lottery to get a seat inside the debate. We found a rare Republican on campus. Senior Grant Kobe didn't win the lottery, but will attend a viewing party.
I wouldn't have a problem voting for a Democrat, but I don't think Hillary's the right choice. I don't think she's good for the economy.
Students here, unlike most millennials, are engaged in the election. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, St. Louis, Missouri.
VOA will have live coverage beginning at 1 hour Universal Time tomorrow. Check out our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all seven on board. A defense ministry spokesman blamed a technical fault with the Russian-made aircraft for going down in conflict-gripped Baghlan province while it was transporting supplies to Afghan forces. Taliban has claimed responsibility as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.